So there's actually an extremely high amount of negativity, fear, and anxiety about China, Sinophobia, that I think is not just misinformed, but also misleading and ultimately dangerous, very dangerous. And what about how Westerners are viewed by Chinese? Well, we have terms for Westerners, the most common of which are guailou in Cantonese, which means the old devil, lao wai, meaning the old outsider in Mandarin, ang mo, which means the red-haired one in Taiwanese. The list goes on and on. So, are these roommates headed for a best friend relationship? I think we need a little help. And as China rises to be a global power, I think it's more important than ever for us to be discerning about what we believe, because after all, I think that's the purpose of higher education, and that's why we're all here, to be able to think for ourselves and make our own decisions. China's not just those headlines, the burgeoning economy or the unique politics. It's not just the world's factory or the next big superpower. It's so much more. A billion people with rich culture, amazing stories, and as a product of both of those cultures, I want to help foster understanding between the two and help create that incredible relationship. Because knowing both sides of the coin, I really think that there is a love story waiting to be told, waiting to unfold. And I'm only half joking when I say love story, because I believe it is the stories that will save us, will bring us together. And my thesis statement for today's talk is that the relationship between the East and West needs to be and can be fixed via pop culture.